right, let me, when I get started here, I'll probably save you all a couple questions. First off, on the game, you know, it's a great effort by our football team. It was a tough day. It was hot. I think it wore on both football teams and hung in there and kept battling. Lost some key people in the game, had to make some adjustments and move the ball well offensively, need to finish in the red zone. Defensively came up huge at the end of the game. So really proud of our guys and our win. I mean, tough football team against a great quarterback. Injury-wise, I'll just jump in here. We got three guys we're concerned about. Stevenson's got a calf. That was something we dealt with all day with Michael going outside and Weems coming inside. Virgil has a calf, and DeMarcus has a ulna fracture. And so we have to see in the morning exactly what the case is going to be, whether we think it's something to play with or we think it's something that has to be fixed. So obviously a tough day from that standpoint, but we found a way to get number two. So y'all go ahead.
The play Tlaib made, I mean, I know Andrew, he'll hold on to the ball at times. What did you see from that vantage? How much did that, because you guys did,
you know, it looked like to me throughout the course of the game, we were close a couple times, you know. I mean, we had a couple of chances to make some big plays defensively, and, you know, we just kept battling. I think our pressure was excellent over the course of the day, especially late in the game. But, you know, the great thing about Aqib, if he ever gets his hands on a ball, he's not only a DB, he's a returner too. So it was a great run on his part. And then Vaughn knocking that ball loose at the end closes the football game. So just a couple of big, big plays.
You know, kind of backing up on that, you were concerned about the turnover deficit in the last game and to get the actual, you know, to get the, especially with the turnover late, yeah. Got to be feeling
better
about that.
Well, we end up plus one, I guess, or something like that today. So, yeah, the tough thing is, you know, Trevor, he's so young, and boy, did he play good, especially in the first half. And it just actually the mistake he made looked a lot like the same one he made against Carolina. So we got to help him correct that. But he's doing some great things. And like I said, protecting the ball is key for our football team. And we were better today, but we got to get to where we have none.
Yeah, Coach, just to clarify on Ware's injury, you said you think he can play with it.
Let me be careful here. I just know he has a fracture. I think the question is going to be, can he? Is it something he might be able to play with that you rest or something that we go fix right away and he misses a period of time, then comes back?
Okay. Is he holding a forearm?
Mike, I am the coach, not doctor, buddy.
Forearm.
Okay. All right.
Coach, what did you see from DT after kind of gritting out the hip injury this week?
I think he was fine. You know, I think we did a good job of getting him to game day the right way. You know, boy, we threw the ball well. He and Emmanuel were affecting the game. Second half, you know, we didn't. I think we had three possessions in the second half. I think that's all we had, you know, and kicked two field goals. So, you know, DT and Emmanuel do a great job, and we'll keep bringing Trevor along here and trying to get those guys the ball.
Gary, you had a key decision to make near the end, whether or not to go for it on fourth down or kick the field goal. So how comfortable is it for you knowing that if you kick that field goal, even though you're only up by six, you've got that defense going against Andrew Luck, who has a long field?
I'll be honest with you, Les. I really didn't like my decision. I know that's crazy. We won the game, you know, but I made a decision for a reason. We struggled in short yardage in the game. We struggled big time. We had the adjustments going on up front. Some of the things we were doing short yardage-wide were geared, you know, to come behind certain people and those type of things. And I didn't like it. We missed one in the third quarter, I think. A big one got knocked back. We missed one. So I didn't feel good about what we were doing offensively. So I told the defense, I'll put you in a tough position, but, you know, that's what you're made of. But we should stay on the field right there. We should find a way to stay on the field.
Gary, can you just talk about, you know, as you break in your kid quarterback, you're moving it at will between the 25s, but finish there. But you got a defense that can finish. Yeah. Kind of a nice
no, it's really,
scenario to,
you know, it's you know, one thing about this business, I know Trevor's been out there twice in his career, but as a coach, you want to feel like he's been out there, you know, 10 years. And some of the things keep coming up that are young, but 7 out of 9 times, I think Trevor took us inside the 35-yard line or something. It was amazing. We punted twice. You know, we moved the heck out of the ball, but we just, you know, there's plays we got to make that are the difference in putting points on the board and not putting points on the board. So there's got to be some growth there from his standpoint and our standpoint as coaches.
Coach, big storyline throughout the week was Andrew Luck kind of having your guys' number. Did you attack him any differently today?
No, I think the way we played offensively in the first half had a lot to do with how well we played against Andrew. You know, I mean, offensively we had almost 300 yards at halftime, if I'm correct, and moved the ball extremely well. So I think that had a lot to do with. But here he comes. He's always going to come. I mean, he does that every game he plays, and he had his team back in position again until we make the big play. So You know, I think we played good team football in the first half, except we were only up by 7 points. That's the NFL.
Gary, I know this is a new team and a new year, but does this feel like this is same old, same old? You're winning the exact same way again?
We're two into a 16-game season, and we got a long way to go. But there's a lot of encouraging thing from young guys. I'm encouraged today to lose key players and still go win a big game. You know, that's something you have to do in the NFL because it's going to happen to you. So we just got to stay focused on what's going on. Now we got to go do it on the road, you know, against a great football team. So I think we just stay hard on ourselves, keep plugging, keep getting these young guys better. And the goal is to get to be as good as we can possibly be, and we're definitely not there yet.
Coach, going into this game, how did you want to break down the carries for the running backs, and how did Devontae Booker perform in your eyes?
You know, I don't get too consumed with that. I mean, CJ's going to play unless he gets a little tired, but it was a very warm day. You know, we talked as coaches, we told, you know, talk before the game, play everybody. You know, don't be afraid, play him. It's warm. And so it's nice to see Book bounce back and play well. We started the game throwing again this week, and Trevor handled that really, really good. But at the end of the day, we try to be as balanced as we can be.
For the other two injured guys, Virgil and Donald, what is the next step for them?
I don't know. You know, I'll know more tomorrow. Okay. They're both have calves, so we'll see.
Last one, Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff.
Gary, I'm just. Do you know what the determination will be on DeMarcus? I mean,
guys, I probably shouldn't have said anything. I just know he has a fracture, and we're going to go see tomorrow, and I will do my best for you tomorrow. Okay.
We appreciate you telling us.
You bet. Okay. All right, guys. You have a good night.
Okay.